Questions?
Take any solace in the effort tonight, improved effort from Tuesday?
Yeah, we'll look at it. We usually try to accent the positives most times. Obviously, there's games like Florida game where you have to clearly look at where you haven't been good. Tonight, we'll focus on that. Obviously, we a couple plays there, I think we just beat ourselves, to be honest with you. We had good possession of the puck. We're coming up ice, and that was a bit of an issue tonight. We've got to clean that up.
What do you think of their depth overall?
I think it's terrific. I mean, they got a nice team there. I think everyone knew that going into the year. They've added, obviously, Kid Joseph, we didn't know a lot about. What's he got now, 8-9 goals? I mean, you know, we could have used one of those tonight, but I'd rather, I guess, focus on us. I know Tampa's a good team, and they've been close for a lot of years, so, you know, they're building towards the ultimate goal. And listen, we ran into them last year. We know what they're all about.
Frustrating, you played one of your better second periods in a long time, and kind of game gets away from you in the five
well,
minutes.
Well, it's frustrating. I don't know. Tonight is a little more disappointing, to be honest with you. I mean, we're right there. Guys that have been in the league, you just, whatever, mishandled pucks, and then all of a sudden, then we have opportunities maybe to get plays, the net shots get blocked. And, you know, listen, we had a few passengers. I mean, we can't afford that against a number one team like Tampa. But, you know, yeah, like I said, the second period, we'll look at it. We'll see that we played pretty well. But not, I mean, listen, you got to be very good to beat these guys. And then you're missing a few guys that can make plays for you. Then you really got to be good. So we weren't quite there yet, but much better than the previous night. Florida. Sorry.
Pasta gets the 20, almost 21. What do you
thought? Well, I thought he dug in real well. He wanted to make a difference. Him and Marcia, I thought early on. Nobody was at their best in Florida. This bounce back game for some of our guys, and so he was good, and he wanted to get pucks in that. He knew that he could be a difference maker, and he did a good job tonight.
What did you think of Charlie?
I thought Charlie was good. I thought he was rusty handling the puck at times. I fully expect that. Perfectly normal. I was just happy to see he had conviction in his game, wanted to be a difference maker. That's all I was concerned about. You know, how is he going to react from being out? You know, there's going to be obvious rust, but how is his assertiveness, so to speak? And I thought it was very good.
At what point did you know today that he was going to be available?
He talked to us this morning, skate. You know, he thought if he got through yesterday's practice was key for him. The morning skate, he went through it, and then he was going to make a decision after warm-up. So that's why he was activated. It was entirely his call. Obviously, we're going to welcome him whenever he told us he was ready to go. He spoke to the medical people he needed to probably yesterday after practice, so and then probably one final time today. And so once he said he was in, then it made our decision easy. He's going in, and hopefully he can get up to speed.
Still feel like you're fully not out of the woods as far as the power play goes, just given what
happened tonight? Our power play was better. The first one, we moved it around. I thought Kretsch had a great open look. He passed up. Good seam pass by Charlie. We've changed the look of that a little bit. Second power play, we just, listen, we misfired on a shot. We had a guy without a stick. I don't know if we were aware of that. Got the play we wanted, got the puck into the middle of the ice, just didn't execute. So at least it was a product of, I think we were playing harder to recover pucks the first power play. The second one, obviously, give up a key goal like that, it never looks good. But I don't know, Marshy, he's been pretty good on it. And I'm going to give him a pass for, you know, I don't know if it was a bouncing puck. I really don't know, but at the end of the day, that's where you hope you keep it alive and get it back below the goal line somewhere where they don't get a breakaway. But it's been a bit of our kind of fortune lately.
Really tilted the ice, the latter half of the second period, the last 13 minutes or so. Would you like to see them take puck to the net more rather than, take it around the net? I think
guys want to go to the net. I don't think it's that easy against McDonough, Hedman. This is a good defensive core. They don't let you inside very easily. So I was satisfied that we hung on and had good puck possession. Obviously, you want to get more grade A chances, of course. We'll look at that closer. But I thought, like, Forsbacka, Carlson, Donato line did a real good job controlling pucks. They're young kids that, are going to get pushed off here and there. And I thought they hung in there and did a real good job with that. So all of a sudden, you get four lines that are, contributing in that area. Where we need more is the low to highs. When it goes up to the D, we're really struggling to get those shots. I mean, it's almost ironic that David Krejci, a forward, gets it through to give us a chance. And we need a little bit more there. And we've talked about that on a regular basis. Be active up there. Find your shooting lane. So we'll keep trying to drill that message home. But that's an area of our game offensively when you don't have all your when you're not scoring on a regular basis, that they really be productive. And I think Charlie back in the lineup helps that. You saw him moving along the blue line a little more. It opens up some seams. So, you know, that's, I guess, getting back to your question, you want to attack the net, but if they're jamming it up, then you got to go to the open player, which is usually the D. And so that's where we got to build off it and find the balance.
When you go after Krejci's goal, you went with four forwards. What are you thinking there? Is that because you're going to pull Tuukka?
We're going to pull Tuukka, and Krejci is going to play on the point anyway, so he might as well stay there. We know we got a timeout. All we're trying to do is get a face-off in the O-zone. Fire it at the goalie and then crash the net. Get your face-off. Have a minute, whatever it was, minute 13. I forget. You know, use your timeout then. See if you can get the second one. That's why, you know, and it's not too taxing for him to be on the back end. I mean, there is a little bit of risk, obviously, if they win the draw and come barreling at you. But I think most teams at that point are just trying to get the puck deep. Maybe not attack, so it's not that much of a risk to have a forward out there who's going to stay out there.
Thanks, everyone. We'll come for a short. Thanks, Bertie.